T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela. The new Channel Q.
Do you know what's really funny? When that woman was introducing us just now, my headphone had just popped out for a second. And I swore she said with Nick and Michaela. And I was like, did she say Nick? No, just my headphones were loose.
Jai.
I know. Practically Jai. Listen, this hour we've got a bunch of great stories for you. As well as coming up later in the show, we're going to have two of the new stars of Dance Moms. Yep, the show's still going. Abby Lee Miller is back in the ALDC. Has a new elite team. We'll have mom Joanne and her daughter Giannina in studio with us talking about their experience on Lifetime's Dance Moms. What's it like to be part of the new cast, especially since Giannina is a bona fide Broadway star? But before we get there, the story that has been rattling my family in Puerto Rico for a while. Now, my cousin Gary Rodriguez, who is an out gay man, and we've bonded over that because I think we are part of the few in our family who are out and gay. He was talking to me about this story for weeks. Now, it's just made headlines here in the state. And that is in the States. That is Puerto Rico. Their governor, Ricardo Rossello, is facing calls for his resignation after a local media outlet published almost 900 pages of a leaked private chat revealing homophobic, misogynistic, and other vile remarks written by him and the people that are around him that work for him. Now, the group chat happened on the Messenger app Telegram last fall. It included 11 male political figures within Rosello's inner circle, including Christian Sobrino, the government's chief financial officer, and Luis Garrado, Rivera Marin, and secretary and interim governor. So that being said, there were homophobic remarks and jokes about people's sexuality and repeat use of a word I'm not allowed to say here on the radio. But in a message, basically, he takes aim at people like Puerto Rican singer Ricky Martin, who's writing, "Nothing says patriarchal oppression like Ricky Martin. Ricky Martin is such a male chauvinist that he bleeps men because women don't measure up. Pure patriarchy."
I've never in my whole life heard of homosexuality with men be broken down like that. Like,
I never
you're
have either.
Such a male chauvinist that you can't even be with women.
It's
not
weird.
Good enough. That's just, I've never, in all the insults or in any of the way that we explain things.
In another message, Rosello takes aim at Puerto Rican singer, like I said, Ricky Martin, but he was responding at another message, a picture of a woman wearing a t-shirt that reads, "Anti-patriarchy, feminist, lesbian, trans, Caribbean, Latin American." He says in response to that, "Must be some type of record, isn't it? The fact that this person identified in all these ways." In other messages, he jokes about people's weight, calling women whores, fantasizing about shooting political opponents, and celebrating an activist's untimely death. So the Puerto Rican Senate president and the House Majority Leader, who are both members of Rosello's party, who were both targeted in the group chat, said they no longer have faith in him as a governor.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering what's going to happen, because Ricky Martin responded over the weekend. He tweeted, "We cannot allow our Puerto Rico to be in the hands of such, quote, leaders. Do an act of true generosity, worth, and love for Puerto Rico, and give your position to another person with the wisdom and leadership to direct your destiny as a people." I mean, would you feel wigged out if your name was in the target of a political leader's messaging to his, like, people?
I mean, yeah, I would, but this is the danger with putting things in texts or putting things in writing like this, because when it's so brutal, you lose complete faith in this governor. I mean, there's nothing he can say. The proof is now there, how he truly feels, and it's disgusting. I mean, No one's going to let this slide. You know J-Lo's going to come out. A-Rod's going to come out. Yeah. Your celebrity Puerto Ricans are going to have a lot to say.
Yeah.
Because he's not just attacking homosexuality. He's attacking
women,
feminism.
Yeah.
He's attacking political leaders, fantasizing about shooting people.
Listen to this. For his part, Rosello, I hope I'm saying that right, Rosello. Anyway, he affiliates himself with the Democratic Party, but he says he's got no plans of resigning. And instead, he spent the weekend at church seeking forgiveness.
No, see, this is such a, I was going to say this is such a Puerto Rican thing.
I know.
Is such a Catholic thing. Like, and no, I mean, I went to school. I went to Catholic school. But whenever somebody does something wrong, instead of taking responsibility, they're like, that's it. I'm going to church.
Let me ask
you repenting.
This. Have you heard this one? He said he wrote these messages as a stressful time when he was working 18 hours a day. And it was simply his way of venting.
No, again, venting is an excuse. I say a lot of things when I'm venting. I would never say something racist.
I would never say something homophobic. Nope.
Or I want to shoot somebody. That's not venting.
Do you think when someone vents privately, right? And then I feel like that's a part of their belief system and they don't want to lose voters, so they don't say it publicly.
There was a viral story that just got leaked of a woman yelling at her daughter, talking about how she was so disappointed. Something happened and the daughter's boyfriend like robbed them or something. The daughter's boyfriend happened to be black. So in this private rant vent session, she's throwing the N-word like nobody's business. She tried to say afterwards, well, I was just really mad that they stole something. No, you may have been mad, but somewhere inside of you, you thought it was okay to throw around the N-word, which is a vile, racist word.
Yeah.
So that's in your DNA. Like, you're cool with that. With this Puerto Rican governor, whether or not you didn't sleep, that's when you see people for their truth.
Yeah.
When they're at their most exhausted and stressed time.
Well, I gotta tell you, I met this couple this weekend, and they were lovely in every way, shape, and form. And they have a gay relative. And they were talking to me about their gay relative, and he was dating someone. And they said, oh, you know, you'd be his type, too. He likes ethnic, but the guy he's dating is black. And I was like, what is he? He's black. And I was like, wow, we're having such a lovely time before. And they were like, well, that's not ethnic. That's black. It's different. And I was like, you just made a whole group of people seem like some other species. And I was I just thought it was so gross. And I was like, I forget. Not everyone has exposure to people who are other.
Yeah.
And when you say these things privately, especially when you think you're having a bonding moment with someone, I'm like,
that's the worst.
I'm not co-signing on what you just said. I don't agree with you.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Listen, Puerto Rican, I was talking to a lot of friends because I always see the drag queens from Drag Race perform at a nightclub in Puerto Rico. So in my mind, I'm thinking that the island is quite, you know, progressive in many ways. And I guess in some parts of it, it is. But like you said, it is deeply rooted in Catholicism. And for many in the Catholic Church specifically, homosexuality is still very much a sin.
Yeah,
and so even though it's religious, it's also rooted deeply in the DNA of how people feel culturally about it.
Well, we send our love to Puerto Rico and especially your family, Jay, of course. Listen, we have your back here at Channel Q. We'll continue to share this story. And I hope that justice is served because I do feel like there's no excuse for such vile language.
I would never trust him as a leader.
And
now,
he's got to go.
He's got to go.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. This was about women. This was about people who were plus size. This is about folks all over the spectrum for however they identify. So it shouldn't just be the LGBTQ plus people speaking out. We need our straight allies getting our backs too.
That's right. We'll have more. Stick around with a new Channel Q on your radio and radio.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.